ओके, इस इंडेक्स के अंदर हमने बॉडी को डिफरेंट एरियाज़ के अंदर क्लासिफाई किया है। अब क्योंकि हम स्किन और म्यूकोसल लीजन्स दोनों को देखना चाहते हैं, तो इस वजह से स्किन की जो लीजन्स हैं उनको हमने एरियाज़ में डिवाइड किया है इन द एनाटॉमिकल लोकेशन: ईयर्स, नोज, द रेस्ट ऑफ द फेस, नेक, चेस्ट, एब्डोमेन, बैक, बटक्स, आर्म्स, हैंड्स, लेग्स, फीट, genitalia, in which we are going to calculate the activity score. By activity score we mean that the disease is active in the form of presence of erythema, blisters and erosions. And damage index kis tarah calculate karenge? We will look for the post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation erythema from the resolving lesions, right? So for the activity index we are going to score it differently. 0, when no active erosions, blisters or erythema is present. The score is 1 is given when the lesions are in a number of 1 to 3. Any one lesion will be present more than 2 cm, but none of the lesion will be present more than 6 cm. So then in this case we will give it a score of 1. If 2 to 3 lesions are present, out of which 2 lesions are more than 2 cm but they are not more than 6 cm in diameter, then we give it a score of 2. If more than 3 lesions are present and but none of the diameter is more than 6 cm diameter, we give it a score of 3, because the number of the lesions is more than 3. If the number of the lesions is more than 3 and along with that at least one of the lesion is more than 6 cm, we give it a score of 5. And if more than 3 lesions are present and any one of the lesions more than 16 cm in diameter or entire area is involved, we give it a score of 10. So we are going to calculate the score for the mentioned anatomical regions. In the same areas, we are also going to look for the damage index post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation present. So we are going, if it is present, we give it a score of 1. If it is absent, then 0 score. Similarly, scalp ke liye humne score ko kis tarah se calculate karna hai ki scalp mein humne dekhna hai ki activity index mein erosions, blisters ya new erythema present hai ya nahi. Agar nahi hoga to hum 0 score denge. Agar se 1 quadrant involved in the score 1 hoga, 2 quadrants mein score will be 2, 3 quadrants mein score will be 3. If the whole of the scalp is involved, the score will be 4. And at least one lesions, if more than 1-6 cm in diameter, then the score will be 10. इसी तरह स्कैल्प के ऊपर भी हमने डैमेज इंडेक्स कर लेना है. अगर पोस्ट इन्फ्लेमेटरी हाइपर पिगमेंटेशन प्रेजेंट है तो स्कोर दे देंगे 1, अगर नहीं होगा तो हम दे देंगे 0. देन म्यूकस मेम्ब्रेन की जो इन्वॉल्वमेंट है उसमें हमने म्यूकोजास को अच्छी तरह से एग्जामिन करना है. कौन से म्यूकोजास को करना है? इसमें आइज, नोज, ओरल कैविटी को हमने डिफरेंट रीजन्स में डिवाइड कर देना है: बकल म्यूकोजा, हार्ट पैलेट, सॉफ्ट पैलेट, पोस्टीरियर फेरिंग्स, the labial mucosa, floor of the mouth, tongue, upper gingiva, lower gingiva, और आखिर में anogenital mucosa. इन सब mucosas के अंदर हमने देखना है if any erosion blister is present, then we give it a score of 0. If it is absent, then it is 0. One lesion is present, the score will be 1. If 2 to 3 lesions will be present, the score will be 2. If more than 3 lesions are present or 2 lesions are present which are more than 2 cm in diameter, we give it a score of 5. And if the entire area is involved, we give it a score of 10. We are going to calculate the scores in all of these. We are going to sum them and to take out the total activity score and the total damage score. Kyunki mucosa ke andar usually humne pemphigus mein dekha hai ki they heal without any scarring, so is wajah se uske andar damage score calculate nahi karte hain.